Got Mail.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Another premiere edition of TechWatch Radio. A delightful hour coming up. Hoping you got time. Sit back, get a drink, and listen to tech. Sam and Jay talking tech at the same time on your favorite Tech Talk station every weekend. Tell all your friends, gather on the radio. We help tech and your understanding come together, and we keep an eye on tech so you don't have to. Just a couple of our slogans to help you know what the show's about. TechWatchRadio.com, the website. Visit anytime. 24/7 archives available for your listening enjoyment. TechWatchRadio.com. And, Jay, I've been thinking about a couple of things here regarding PDFs, and I wanted to make PDFs, and I didn't really know how. I mean, I knew you could buy the Acrobat Distiller, and it cost a bunch of money, and I'm just like, oh, my goodness, I don't want to do that. I just want to create a PDF. They've been around long enough. They should be simple to do. Every program ought to have PDF capabilities in it. Some programs are moving towards that, but certainly not enough yet, and I found an awesome utility that just fits the bill, baby.
Yeah, in the past, the only way to do it was to either sign up for about $100 a year online to make PDFs, and you still have to go online to make them. You couldn't make them locally. You couldn't make them if you were on the road and didn't have net access. Or, like you said, to buy the suite from Adobe, and I think it's like $600 last time I checked, which was a while ago, but I know it's incredibly expensive and tough to do, and there's a new way to do it now.
Our guest is from Software 995. His name is Scott Rothstein. He's president and founder of the company. Welcome to TechWatch Radio, Scott.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you folks have put together what you call PDF995.com, right?
We have, yes, about 3 years ago.
All right, and PDF995, the 995 stands for you can buy the software for $9.95, right?
That's correct. However, the products are fully functional, and they create perfect PDFs. You don't have to pay anything. The paying is optional, and it turns off sponsor pages that we display in the web browser when a user creates the PDF, although the PDF is perfect, so you can send the PDF to anyone, and they'll see it without the sponsor pages, and it looks just like it would look if you created it with Acrobat.
So here's the point, Scott. When I create a PDF, I just simply pull up whatever document I want. I print the document. When I choose print, I don't choose my normal printer. I just scroll down in the list of printers, choose the PDF 995 printer. Then I print. It says, okay, you're printing it now. It says, okay, what's the name that you want the PDF to be? You choose the name. You press okay, and it basically creates the PDF. And at the end of that process, you get a sponsor page if it's not the paid version. But you're saying the sponsor pages are not in the PDF. The content that you want is in the PDF. The sponsor page is just for the user who created the PDF, right?
That's absolutely correct, yes.
Okay. And I recommend everyone pays $9.95, though, because really the key here, folks, you can use it for free. I mean, he's right. But the fact is, if you want more 995 software available on your desktop, the answer is to pay the $9.95, right, Scott?
That's correct. But you know something? We are happy if people use our product, even if they don't pay us. And we treat the customers very well.
Excellent. Okay.
So it's really optional. You know, if a person doesn't want to pay it, we're still happy that they're using our software.
All right, now let's talk a little bit about this, because one thing you've done in addition to taking the incredible price out of creating PDFs, I mean, $9.95 if you want to pay or free, I mean, that's virtually the price is gone. The other thing you've done, though, is when in the old days when people used to create PDFs, you had to be a rocket scientist to navigate through all the options to try to get this done, right?
I think so. Many of the people who use our product do say that our interfaces are much simpler than Adobe's interfaces, yes.
And, it's got power. You've got capabilities. We'll talk about some of the other utilities that you've got to do some of the more powerful features. But simply, if you can choose print from a document, if you can scroll to the PDF printer on the list of printers, and if you just choose, make the – or continue or whatever, and then name your PDF and basically choose finish almost. I'm making it simple like a wizard. But it's almost that simple to create a PDF, right?
It's just that simple. Yes, you're right.
And the reason I say almost that simple is because if you want to start doing things like selecting sections of text, then it gets a little bit more complicated. But I'm telling you, for the average person to make a PDF, though, mere mortals can get it done now, Scott.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right, now we're going to talk a little bit about how this works then. What you guys really do is download a little printer driver that just goes in basically the list of printers, if you will. And so the idea is, hey, you create a PDF as you would printing a document.
I agree. Yes, you're right.
And that's different, and I kind of like that approach, because it's very easy to upgrade a printer driver, meaning it's not a huge download or some big old thing. Every other situation that I've seen that creates PDFs or something, you got to install a whole big old whopping application and everything else, don't you?
That's correct, yes.
Now,
our download is 1.2 megabytes.
Which is nothing in today's world. I mean,
that's right.
Boom, you got it. Now, let me ask you this. What gave you guys the idea to think of it as, hey, let's print and make our PDF as opposed to a conversion process or something else?
Well, we thought that was the simplest, most useful way to create a PDF, because there are all sorts of authoring applications. In other words, basically, PDF is almost like electronic paper. So
yes.
The feeling is there are lots of applications such as Word and PowerPoint and Excel and Visio and AutoCAD, and all of these are really designed for outputting to paper.
Right.
What makes PDF so wonderful is that instead of outputting to paper, you can output to a piece of electronic paper or a PDF.
Let's talk about that a little more in a second, because I think that's the salient point here, ladies and gentlemen, that PDFs were meant, designed to where, hey, wherever you printed this PDF from, it didn't matter what platform or what system or what version, or it would all look pretty on paper and everybody could have the same thing. I think the printing process is how you get it done. We're talking about PDF 995, just the numbers and the letters, PDF and then 995.com. You can get an incredible PDF creation tool. It installs as a print driver. It's delightful. Scott Rothstein with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president and founder of software995.com. We'll talk about that more in seconds on Tech Watch Radio.
I'll bet that very few of us eat a completely balanced diet. Whether by convenience or personal preference, most of us have acquired unhealthy eating habits. For most cooking, fat is not only essential, it adds a lot of flavor. But our blood vessels become lined with lipids or fats, and this could lead to diabetes, heart disease, or even death. Daniel chapter 1's vascular cleanse naturally burns lipids. The oxidation of fat produces heat and energy. This is known as thermogenesis, and this chemical reaction may make a person experience an unusual hot, itchy feeling. Don't worry, it's temporary, and it means the vascular cleanse is working. So imagine being able to still eat those tasty foods without so much worry. Remember, moderation is still very important. Call 800-504-5511 and order vascular cleanse today. Also ask for the new bio guide. It's a great source of information and inspiration. Call 1-800-504-5511.
Are you one of millions of households or small businesses stuck with slow downloads and unreliable dial-up service? Starband is your high-speed, always-on solution with lightning-fast downloads and no phone line needed, even for installation. Because Starband is delivered by satellite, it is available everywhere, even where DSL and cable broadband can't go. If you can get satellite TV, you can benefit from Starband's award-winning high-speed internet via satellite. The new Starband 484 offers commercial-grade upload speeds up to 256 kilobits per second.
Hi, this is Jay Harrison for ARN. We recently switched to Starband and couldn't be more pleased with their service. We waited around on our local phone company for far too long. They overpromised and underdelivered DSL. Now we wish we would have switched to Starband years ago.
Starband high-speed internet hardware starts at $399.99 plus $100 modem deposit. Flexible service plans start as low as $49.99 a month. Installation not included. Your wait is over. Call 1-800-4-STARBAND or visit starband.com.
An incredibly visionary, innovative guy on the line, ladies and gentlemen, Scott Rothstein. He's president and founder of Software 995. And they've got a tool, PDF995.com is the website. It's a printer driver, and you install it, and you can create PDFs by simply going into your program, printing, but instead of your normal printer, you choose this printer driver, PDF995, and basically create a PDF. It's awesome technology. And the reason I focused on the printing aspect of it is because the whole goal of a PDF was, hey, everybody and their dog could get a PDF file and print it out, and everybody would see the same thing. That wasn't true in different versions of editing applications or WordPerfect or Word or Excel or this and that. Everything changed from version to version, and nobody could print the same thing. It's like, hey, mine wraps to this line, and mine doesn't, and da-da-da. PDF was designed to stop all that and say, hey, everyone, when they print it out, you've got the same thing, or everyone, when you view it, you've got the same thing. And so the printing process is really the area where, hey, If you print it and it comes out, it works great. It's the simplest way to have just the actual facts of the document that people want someone to have. Is that right, Scott?
I would say that's right, yes.
Fascinating stuff. Now let's talk a little bit about more of your other tools. PDF 995 is a print driver, but you also have PDF Edit as well, which gives people more power if they should need it, right?
That's right. PDF Edit allows you to combine multiple PDFs into a single PDF or extract pages from them, insert links, bookmarks, and many other things.
And the reason it's pretty neat to be able to combine PDFs, a lot of times if you create separate PDFs from separate documents, and then you say, hey, I want to get this to these three documents to the same people instead of having three attachments or this or that, you can just have one, and it makes it simpler for everybody viewing them and distributing them, right?
That's right. It's one of the more useful features that we offer in PDF Edit 995. Another interesting feature is that you can take a Word document, and when you convert it to PDF using the PDF Edit toolbar add-in for Word, it will automatically convert all of the links and bookmarks and the table of contents in the Word document to your PDF. So the PDF is clickable. It will take you, if you click on a link in your PDF, it will take you to a website or another PDF or another location in that PDF.
Now that makes it incredibly dynamic in the sense that you can have a small PDF that you're distributing, but yet if people are interested in more details on a variety of things, the amount of knowledge they can gain or the amount of information at their fingertips is endless.
That's right. One of the interesting things about this product is it's continually being improved. And as a matter of fact, just last week, we added the ability to paste a sticky note onto a PDF so that you could send a message to the recipient that won't be printed if they decide take that PDF and turn it to paper.
So let's say that I got a PDF. I work in the sleeping bag industry. I sell in sleeping bags to people and such like that, to retail mm-hmm. customers. And so I could basically send the sleeping bag brochure to somebody and say, but put a little sticky note that says, hey, Larry, check out the bottom bag. I think for you guys it would be great.
That's right, yes.
And then he'd see the note, but it wouldn't print out on his brochure.
That's right. And another interesting feature that PDF Edit has is it can stamp your PDF. If you've got confidential information, you could put a confidential stamp. A lot of our customers use it in the corporate environment, and we've got a very flexible stamping tool that even lets you stamp the date that the PDF was created on it, or the page number, or even a special code of your own.
Well, and specific stamps start to relate then. People start to say, well, golly, all I got to do is stamp my signature on it. They do have PDF signature. We'll talk about it in seconds. Scott Rothstein, our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Software 995 is his company. He's president and founder. And PDF 995 is the website. PDF995.com for you to get your free copy. And you ought to pay $9.95 and buy it and support these folks because it's great stuff. More in seconds on TechWatch Radio.
Welcome back to TechWatch Radio on the Accent Radio Network, and we're talking PDFs, the portable document format pioneered by Adobe, now made affordable by PDF 995.
PDF995.com, the website, ladies and gentlemen. You can get the free printer driver and create PDFs, so you can pay $9.95 and support them and get the ad-free version. Nifty stuff. They've got the PDF Edit. They've also got a PDF Signature part of the suite as well, which we'll talk about. But I want to just jump really quick to this edit PDF part, the PDF editor piece, because not only can you add pages, delete pages, do all kinds of things, one thing I thought that was nifty is it says you can do PDF conversion to HTML formatted, which is pretty nifty because if you have PDFs and then you want pieces of that on your website, you can HTML it in a hurry. That's nifty. You can integrate it with Word toolbars, a variety of stuff. I'm just telling you, it's a flexible application that's nifty. Let's talk a little more about these stamps. You mentioned, Scott, that you can stamp dates or a little note to somebody, which is one of the latest things you guys have added. But you also have a signature module that, you know, at first people are concerned about electronic signatures because they say, by golly, I don't want everybody to have my signature. You guys have found a way to where you can use electronic signatures in a secure manner, right?
That's right. Signature 995 is our digital signature and encryption tool. Digital signatures are a little bit, they've been a little bit slow to catch on in the world, and it's probably because they're not as intuitive. They're not so intuitive. But
yes.
what Signature 995 does is it imposes a digital signature on a PDF or an Office document. And some of the coding is very intricate, we're using Microsoft's digital signature technologies, which really means to the customer that they're bomb-proof. They're really secure. And it allows you to prove to someone that you have effectively signed an Office or a PDF document. When they open the document, they see a digital certificate that has your name on it.
That's fantastic. I
yes,
think that's
it's,
serious.
Yes, it's a wonderful tool, and I think again, it's not what many people think of a digital signature as being. But that's one of the features that the product has, and the other is encryption. If you want to get a PDF or an Office document to someone, and you don't want anyone else to see it, we have encryption tools to do that. And again, we use Microsoft's encryption technologies to do this. We use triple DES encryption, which is highly secure. And if you're not so concerned about security, we even use Adobe's own PDF security, which is not so secure, but it's still very popular.
You know, one trend that I see, people have moved to these TIFF faxes and that kind of stuff. As PDF gets more and more and more, quote, interactive and where you can put stamped dates and signatures and notes and all kind of things, PDF is simply going to replace the TIFF formats for faxing primarily, won't it?
I think so, yes.
I think that's a step in the right direction as well because, again, the TIFFs are hard to view. A lot of computers don't have a multi-page viewer. Everyone has Acrobat, though. I mean, even when you buy a computer nowadays, you even get Acrobat on it.
Well, we've got a couple of interesting tools that let you convert your PDFs to TIFFs and back. PDF Edit includes an image conversion tool that lets you take your PDFs and convert it to TIFFs or JPEGs or bitmap files or PCX files. And then we have another product called OmniFormat, and that will automatically convert your TIFF files to PDF. So if you have a multi-page TIFF file that is the result of scanning a document in or something that you received as a fax, you can convert that automatically to a PDF. So we do address that to a degree.
Scott, I have a question. Do you have the PDF reader? Do you rely on Adobe's PDF reader primarily for your stuff, or you guys have or are working on a separate PDF reader?
We believe that the Adobe Reader is an excellent product, and we have not taken any steps to develop our own reader, although there are free readers out there and available. We don't rely on the reader in the sense that we do not display PDFs. We allow you to create them and modify them. But when it's time to view the PDF, it's viewed in the Acrobat Reader.
And the thought really primarily is, hey, that's already cheap. It's free to do. The goal here is to decrease some of the cost and complexities of PDF creation and manipulation, right?
That's right. We believe we want to create value to the customer that they and opportunities that they otherwise wouldn't have had.
All right, now we got to focus on this a little bit because each tool is $9.95. That's what the 995 stands for, pdf995.com. You can buy the printer driver for $9.95 or the PDF editor for $9.95 or the signature piece for $9.95. However, you got a suite for less money for all three, right?
That's right. For $19.95, the user can purchase keys for all three products so that they don't see the sponsor pages. And it turns out we even have more products than those three, but we can talk about that when you're ready.
Yeah, so the other products you have are at software995.com. That's the main website, software995.com. You got a backup utility for $9.95, which is incredible because, again, the backup industry is really expensive traditionally. You guys knock the bottom out of the price of that as well and create an incredible backup tool that's easy to use also.
That's right. We have Backup 995, which lets you make duplicates of your data files automatically. We have Search Within, which allows you to index the PDF documents and the Office documents on your computer. and run full-text queries to find them. And I guess recently Google came out with a utility that allows you to search documents on your hard drive, but they've omitted, for various reasons, PDF. We support PDF indexing. So that's another useful tool of ours. And another tool is Photo Edit 995, which is pretty much a professional photo editing tool that rivals Photoshop. And again, this is $9.95, and you really have to try it and see for yourself. It's an excellent, excellent tool.
Scott Rothstein, ladies and gentlemen, our guest. He's the president and founder of Software995.com. We're flat out of time, Scott. We appreciate you being with us, though. And we know we're going to keep an eye on you busting the price out of expensive tools and making them available for $9.95, as you've traditionally done in PDFs and in backup and in imaging software, etc. And we'll keep an eye on what you do and have you back, my friend. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you again.
PDF995.com and Software995.com are the websites. Thanks, crew. We'll be back in a sec.